Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I got Hulk hands.
I got a tie.
I got a copy of The Catcher in the Rye.
I got a drum set.
I got a phone.
I got a pen.
And I got a robe.
I got an outdoor pizza oven.
And I got a cameo from McLovin.
I got a hoverboard.
I got a drone.
I got a laptop.
And I got a robe. Thanks for the robe. It's really, really nice. I love this robe, guys. This is great.
If you saw Saturday Night Live this weekend, you caught that skit on bad Christmas gifts. It always seems that mom just gets the robe. Well, we've done this topic before, and it's always a lot of fun. And considering how dark this year has been for so many of us, we thought we'd lighten things up with some Christmas cheer and a lot of humor. What do you not want to see under the tree this Christmas? And what is the absolute worst or funny gift you've ever received? Now, keep in mind, if you can't laugh at yourself tonight, this is not the show for you. But my guests can. We have comedian Kashawn Wilson and film producer, wife and mother, April Jones. And of course, we have you. Lines are open. Give me a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. You can also comment on my Facebook page. Several people have tonight. I'm going to read, or should I say share, some of the worst gifts that our listeners have ever received. The names have been changed or won't even be mentioned to protect the innocent. April, Kashawn, thank you both for joining the program. Happy holidays to both of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you.
Same to you, Harold. Good to be here.
Yes, indeed. So, look, you guys were here last year. We had an absolute ball last year. So I'm going to ask you again, ladies first, let me start with April. April, what is the gift that you don't want to see under the tree tonight? I mean, or this week?
COVID.
How about that? That will preach. That's a preach
exactly
right there.
You
don't want anything even remotely related to the pandemic under the tree.
Exactly. And I don't want anyone in my house that is remotely or could remotely have COVID. I don't want them near my tree, under my tree, over my tree, or around my tree.
How no about COVID. That? Yeah, what about you, Kashawn? What is the gift that you do not want to see under the tree?
Well, Harold, before we start, I just want to say this. First of all, it's good to be back. Happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you so much.
It's good to know you're doing well. I just want to say, Harold, you've been doing an impeccable job since this quarantine has started. But what I want for under the Christmas tree is I want to see a picture of you without your first three buttons unbuttoned. I don't know why, Harold, but since this quarantine started, you've been doing a great job. I saw the empowerment walk. I saw the first black fire thief in Prince George's County history, but you keep trying to sell your taco meat. I don't know what you're talking about. And the people are tired of it, Harold. You're talking like Al Sharpton, but you're looking like Al Green. Who is you out here trying to be sexy for, Harold?
Oh, my goodness.
We out here trying to get justice for Breonna Taylor. You over here showing your taco meat on YouTube. While we out here trying to get, the more important the topic is to the black community, the lower his buttons go. We are tired of it, Harold. I'm sorry.
Oh my.
That's been in my spirit for the last 9 months. And listen, April, the man got the nerve to be in the hospital and still got his taco meat out.
No, he didn't do that.
He made them find him a hospital shirt where he could still show his taco meat to the hospital fan.
Harold, I'm mad at you. Please,
oh, my.
He in the hospital showing them meals he done cooked with hashtags he done got. Oh, we're tired of it, Harold. want to see a picture of Harold with a turtleneck on. That's what I want for Christmas.
No.
I want a full-length turtleneck on Harold P. Fisher. That's what I want.
And, oh, God.
I am in tears right now.
I'm so tired of it, man. This man, and then got the nerve to look into the camera and angle for the rest of his caption show.
No. Harry, you look good in your pictures. Ignore him.
No. I didn't say he didn't look good. He looked fine. I'm just saying the topics are too serious for you out here doing your Eric Benet sexy looking camera while we out here trying to get Joe Biden elected. He's trying to do a runoff in Georgia and trying to get hooked up at the same time. What kind of Christian mingle civil rights movement is this man leading right now? I'm sorry, Harold. I know we're talking about Christmas gifts. I need a framed picture of Harold T. Jackson.
He's a Jackson. You changed the name.
Oh, no. You're a Jackson 5 now.
And oh, no.
The Jacksons got all their taco meat out. So I need a picture of Harold T. Fisher Jackson on the steps next to Al Sharpton with a turtleneck on. That's what I want out of Harold T. Fisher. I had to start there. We can talk about the rest later, but it's just, that's been in my spirit for the last 9 months. I'm happy you're doing well. We can go from there.
So, you know what the worst thing about that is? That I have a really dear friend who always talks to me about that same thing. She says,
Harold, what's going on in your life?
I swear, that is just, I am literally, I can't see. I'm crying so much right now.
Harold, can I ask you a question?
No.
What's your shirt look like right now as we talk?
Let me button this up just a tad bit. Lord have mercy. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're having a lot of fun tonight. I said a little bit of fun. We're having a lot of fun tonight. We wanted to kind of raise your spirits just a little bit. Even if it is at my expense, I do not care. What is the worst Christmas gift that you have ever received, and what is it that you do not want to see under the tree tonight? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Denise, help me out here, calling from Silver Spring.
Yes, I received a trash can.
No.
As a gift from somebody I was dating.
A trash can?
Please tell me you're not dating.
It had a little electric lid.
You received a... Okay, that's just... Was that...
Was it wrapped?
No, it came via Amazon, and they were so happy. They said, don't open the box. Don't open the box.
Like you wouldn't know what it was.
Yeah, and then it had big signs. So I had like 2 days to prepare myself to not cuss nobody out.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Hands down, worst gift ever.
Did that define the relationship?
Well,
or ended
it? Yes, because I did get the trash taken out. I did take the trash out eventually and leave it on the curb.
What did you get him?
What did I do?
What did you get him?
Oh no, I'm the best gift giver ever. I got him the designer fragrances, cufflinks, a designer pen, a gift certificate, and some expensive bourbon.
Can you get it back? I just want to know, Ken, because you gave him an extraordinary gift. Out,
and I had a trash can. Oh, and he did bake some cookies.
Gee, is he broke?
Yes.
Okay.
But
he
pretends not to be, but yes, he is broke.
Oh, my Lord.
Was it the best that he could do?
No, it was just lazy.
Well, there you go. Denise?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
It had an electric lid, so, you know.
Oh, it was one of those magic lid trash cans.
Yeah.
I
hope somebody else cops this.
I don't know. Gosh, I hope that your Christmas is much merrier this year. Thank you so much. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You know, gang, there's this recent survey that said, believe it or not, 3/5 of all people actually prefer to receive food instead of a non-edible gift, and that the average person has received bad gifts for 7 years.
Wow.
7 years. Unbelievable. So, April, what is the worst gift that you've ever received? April?
I'm thinking. You know, because I think I have received a really ugly scarf that I couldn't tell if it was to be worn outside or inside, or if I could just hide it under my coat. But again, when you're getting gifts from family, you just suck it up and wear it in front of them, and then you hide it for the rest of the year.
Now, see, the top bad gifts are ugly sweaters, ties, coffee mugs, and scarves.
See, I got a bad scarf.
Is there a good scarf, though? You could have received a good scarf, though.
Yeah, I would have liked to.
Yes.
But it didn't go down like that. It just didn't happen, man.
Kashawn, what is the worst gift that you've ever received?
Besides a turtleneck.
I'm never going to live that down.
No.
Next time I come to the studio, I'm wearing a turtleneck, and we're going to take a picture together, and it's going to get a whole lot of light. So listen, the worst gift I ever got for Christmas, and he was so happy to get it for me, my stepfather got me a Pokemon watch. And the watch,
wow,
it was a bright yellow Pikachu watch, and he was so excited because he was like, oh, I know you love Pokemon. Here's what made it bad. I was 27 when this man gave me that watch.
Oh.
He must have picked it up from some Exxon gas station. I don't know what he did, but that watch, I needed that trash can so I had something to throw that watch into.
I don't think he likes you.
Oh, no, they divorced now. We good.
Okay.
Exactly. Point proven.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What is the gift that you do not want to see under the tree this Christmas season? And what is the worst gift you've ever received? Let's go to Park, calling from Maryland. Park, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How you doing? My name is Pac Riley.
Oh, Pac, I'm sorry. Pac, go right ahead.
You're good. So the wildest Christmas gift I received, so I gave somebody something, and basically, they gave me nothing.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I was living with this girl, you know what I'm saying? I gave her something, she didn't give me nothing. But I feel like that's the worst thing you can receive, nothing, when you get, you know what I'm saying? So.
Why didn't she give you anything?
I don't know. I guess I wasn't special enough.
I have some ideas, but I'm going to keep my mouth quiet.
Oh, see.
From a female perspective.
Well, go ahead. Maybe he didn't have enough taco meat.
You
got to
unbutton those first three buttons.
Go ahead,
but
April.
But I'm afraid my mom is listening. So I'm going to say in advance, Mom, forgive me in advance. But perhaps it wasn't the taco meat, but perhaps it was not enough beef in the taco.
Oh, wow.
See? I shouldn't have said it.
Sometimes these youngins be picking up these girls that don't. Just always want to get, and then they want to give. So
yeah, she right.
You know, you got to make sure you're picking the right person when you have a relationship.
Definitely right about that.
Well,
could be a gold digger.
Well, could be. but Pac, I hope that this year is better than that year when it comes to the gifts that you get.
Me too, and I hope you have a better girl.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. And y'all check out my music too, Pac Riley.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So,
Harold, you're going to get me killed, by the way, by my mom.
Oh, that's okay. She'll love you after the first of the year. It's okay. That's what mothers do. No problem. We're going to take a break. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. What is the absolute worst Christmas gift you've ever received? What do you not want to see under your tree? Also, the tale that I always tell every year, the wildest, craziest Christmas gift I have ever received. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141 on 96.3 HD2. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 and 96.3 HD2. Happy holidays to everyone. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about a little Christmas cheer. Just a little Christmas cheer to cheer you up, to make you feel better, considering how difficult a year this has been. We're talking about Christmas gifts, the worst that you've ever received. And what is it that you do not want to receive under the tree this year? My guests are April Jones. She is a film producer, mother, and wife. And we also have comedian Kashawn Wilson. Kashawn, April, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. boy, I tell you, we have been cracking up.
And I
really, really hope that that you have an opportunity to have a little fun, a little Christmas cheer, a little levity in your life. I want to go back to the phone lines at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Eric, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
The worst gift that I received, I would have to say, would be nothing. And it's because I've always been told that I'm a bad gift giver, even though I ask what they want, so I get what they ask for. And they say I should have thought outside of the box and got them something different other than what they said they wanted.
They crazy.
Really?
Can we get some examples of your gift-giving process?
Yeah.
I would ask, what type of things did they see on TV that they would like? A watch, expensive watch, a ring from K Jewelers, some new clothes, some items for their sorority and stuff. And I'd get a myriad of things, a watch or the ring and some of their new sorority paraphernalia and stuff. And still I'd be told, oh, I'm bad with giving gifts.
You didn't give an AKA some Delta paraphernalia or vice versa, did you?
No. I got the right stuff because
okay, right sorority.
Right sorority. And still, because how can I say this? They are rather large, and I get the largest size that I possibly could get.
Mm-hmm.
And give it with a gift receipt. So they know where I got it from. So they know it's a licensed vendor. And when they call the vendor will tell them, oh, we can't get nothing that size.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So let me get this straight. So the is one singular person who's making this assessment of your gift giving. Is that right?
I can barely hear you.
There's one person who says that you're a bad gift giver. Is that right?
That's right.
And the problem is that you're getting them clothes that is too small for them, and then they got to go and do the research and find out that they're too big for the clothes you're getting them.
I try to get the largest size possible.
If that size doesn't fit, it's still too small, right?
Right. And it's what they ask for. It doesn't even always have to be clothes. It could be a purse or a jacket or something. And when I say I get the large, I take my time. I go through 5 to 6 vendors.
Mm. Yeah, you may have to rethink some of that stuff,
Harry. And it sounds like she might be special. And by special, I mean if she told you to get X, Y, and Z, and you got X, Y, and Z, then she, you know, maybe her mind ain't right.
Mm. I'm willing to say that's the case because this year I said forget it. She's getting something general.
Oh wow!
And
okay,
give her a gift card and keep it moving.
Yeah, keep it moving. There you go, Eric. Hang in there, buddy. Happy Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you. Let me go to Lillian. Lillian calling on the line. Lillian, what's on your mind?
Yes. This is Lillian, and I received a mincemeat pie from a neighbor. Do you know that mincemeat has pig fat in it and currants and apples?
Okay.
Nobody wants that.
Okay.
So, I gave her a nice scarf. It wasn't an ugly scarf, April.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Mark that down on your calendar. No mincemeat. No mincemeat.
Strange gift.
Yeah, that was a little on the strange side. Yeah, happy holidays, Lillian. Let me tell you, oh my gracious. So this one is just hilarious to me. Another friend of mine says she received a used coffee grinder.
Used.
A used coffee grinder.
Ooh.
Why would you give someone a used coffee grinder?
You know,
or used anything.
You know, I didn't think I would say this when we first started, but that trash can started to look pretty good.
Yeah.
I have to agree. I'll take a trash can over a used coffee maker any day, or grinder.
Yeah,
either way, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Now, here's one that I just thought was really hilarious. A floor-length brown short-sleeve, cheap quality velvet dress with a square pocket over the left breast and a T-shirt-like scoop neck that was two sizes too big. And I said to my friend, I said, so what did you give him? And she said, it was from my mother.
That's probably what I'm going to get this year after what I said on the radio.
Oh, from your mother?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in life, you just got to know when people hate your guts. You just got to come to that realization. It don't take therapy. When you get a gift like that, you got to be like, you know what? It's time to reassess this relationship.
But your mama not liking you, that's deep, dog.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. That's
getting that gift is deep.
The gift is deep. But like I said, I might have it under my tree this year.
Yeah, you might. You might. But like I said, after the first of the year, your mother will love you again. So okay. I don't think that's going to be too problematic. So here's the thing that one of my best friends in the world said today, because I asked him, and he said that his daughter, when she was 8 years old, gave him a pair of red sequin boxer shorts. Red sequin.
Oh my gosh.
And the thing about it was she refused to leave the store until the mother bought them, because that's what she wanted to give to her father.
I have no words. Someone else pick it up.
So the boxes were sequin. Red sequins.
Red
boxes,
sequins. Right? Yes, red sequins.
Hey, Harold, what would you do if that was under your Christmas tree this year?
Well, if my daughter bought me at 22 years old, bought me a pair of red sequin boxer shorts, we would really have to reassess my parenting skills. Because that is just wrong. Now, here's the other thing, and this is something, you know, for the ladies. April, you can certainly answer this. A lot of people have said Avon lotion and perfume, bad gift. Is that a bad gift?
I didn't know Avon. I didn't know they still even made Avon. So if it smells good, it's not a bad gift. And if it works, it's not a bad gift. But it also depends on the nature of the relationship. If it's a relationship where you know you should be giving or receiving a substantial gift and a gift that's actually, you know, worth, you know, a decent amount of money, then that's a smack in the face. Otherwise, if it's just a gift out of kindness and so forth, roll with it.
Mm. So another friend of mine said that she, and this is... This is a thing that I find truly, truly hilarious. So she says that she was the worst Christmas gift was re-gifted Bath and Body Works three times over.
How in the world did it circulate three times?
I guess it's the same person re-gifted her Bath and Body Works three times over. In a row.
Again, somebody special.
How do you know it's three times?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Yeah, I'm totally stumped. Tell that lady she can get me on Instagram on April Jones TV. I need more information to answer that question because it just doesn't make sense.
Listen, whoever that person is, you don't have to hit me up on Instagram. You hit Ayanna Van Zandt because you need. if that is three people's worth of rejection that you just got, that's not even. it's one thing to get something repackaged, but man, listen, that gift belongs to the street.
But now, okay, so, but it, here now here's the thing. Somebody hit me on Facebook and they said, fruitcake, bad gift.
I hate fruitcake.
Yeah, see, but hold on. Let's talk about the fruitcake bit for a minute. Now, if it's the kind of fruitcake that's the square one that most people like to use,
get from CVS?
Yeah, for a doorstop. Okay. Or as a self-defense lesson, a weapon. Then I can certainly understand that, but let me just say this for my friends in the Caribbean, especially my Jamaican friends, let us be really, really clear that those folks can put together a monster fruitcake during this holiday season that will, it's jaw-dropping.
Oh, is it the same type of fruitcake?
It is and it isn't. It is dark, but it is fresh. It is not firm. It's like cake, but the dried fruit is often soaked in rum or something like that, usually rum, and it is absolutely amazing.
Mr. Fisher, can I be?
Say again?
Mr. Fisher, can I be clear with you?
Yes.
For all my friends in the Caribbean and Jamaica, let me make this perfectly clear when it comes to fruitcake. In Jamaica and the Caribbean is probably a very good gift, but I am in Southeast D.C. right now. Don't forget me no fruitcake.
That's right.
When I come to the Caribbean, make it all you want. But I'm in Hyattsville. Fruitcake ain't nothing but scrapple for people who have a sweet tooth. Don't you hand me no dessert scrapple.
Some people in this area might not know what scrapple is.
All right. So when slavery ended, there's one dessert that didn't find out we were free, and it's called scrapple. Scrapple. All right. Do you know when you bake a cake and you take all the cake out, and it's just that stuff at the bottom that you got to scrape out and throw in the trash can? Well, some people make a dessert out of that, and they call it scrapple, because it should have been scrapped into the trash can. And that is all fruitcake is. Fruit is, after you make a fruit salad, all them fruits that are left and should have been thrown away at Safeway.
Oh, God.
They make a little Captain Planet dessert out of it, and put that little with that little geeky fruitcake. Don't you give nobody fruitcake.
I'm telling you, don't knock it until you try it. Go ahead. I tell you.
I need a Jamaican fruitcake.
You need a Jamaican fruit. You really need a Jamaican fruitcake. It's amazing.
If you want to give me a fruitcake for Christmas, you better let one of them African angels bring it over, because I'm not going to believe it if you give it to me.
So,
one of them African angels Paula White sent over, you better have one of them deliver it, because I'm not eating that.
So here's another one, which is just terrible and so hilarious. So a friend of mine says that he received, when he was 10 years old, $2 from an uncle. Okay, so this is a man who is, he's a grown man. So we're talking a while ago. And I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, that may be all that the uncle had was just $2. Okay, that's not, you're 10 years old. He gives you $2. All right, maybe that's all he had. But then he goes on to say that my uncle literally just threw the $2 at me.
He didn't even put it in
He didn't
card.
Even put it in a card or in his hand. He just threw it at me.
Dang.
He said he was a jerk.
Yeah, his uncle going hard in the paint. Why he got to do him like that?
You know, I can understand, even if you didn't put it in a Christmas card, at least, you know, you give him one of those crisp green handshakes on Christmas Day. And just kind of slide. But instead, here, kid, and you throw $2 at him.
Wait a second, Harold. Is your friend or was your friend a bad kid?
He's probably listening. Yes.
No, you got to do it, too, because you made me do it. So tell the truth.
No, I don't know. I really don't know. I didn't know him when he was 10 years old.
All right.
So, but, and here's something else I think is just really, you know, funny. One of the reasons that gifts are so bad is that, you know, 57% of the gifts that people receive have nothing to do with the interests of the recipients. And that's, you know, and that's why. If you don't know the person that you're giving the gift to, if you're not invested, then sometimes those gifts could really, really be bad if you don't know them. Even if you're re-gifting, you've got to re-gift a gift to someone who will appreciate what they're receiving. Okay, it's because if not, yeah, I can get it. I get it.
No, and we kind of, my friends and I, and my mom and I, my sister and my brother, we have a rule. We don't give anyone anything we don't want ourselves.
Right. Exactly.
And I feel like that should be the rule across the board. If you don't want it, don't give it to somebody else. And so the whole regifting thing, if obviously you didn't want it, so you're giving it to someone else. No, you need to keep it. And if you can't afford to give someone a gift, bake them something. You just said most people prefer something that they can eat. That's a very economical gift that's from the heart, that shows that you put love into it, and that person is going to receive that gift, unless it's that, what type of pie, mincemeat pie, the lady said.
Mincemeat pie.
Right, unless it's that kind of pie. You know, it's from the heart. You know, bake some cookies, do something like that, but don't give somebody something that's like that. That's not right.
Now, I got a hit on Facebook where the worst gift that this lady received was a vacuum cleaner for Christmas. Why would you give your spouse, I'm assuming, that that you, here, dear, here's a vacuum cleaner.
Was it a Dyson?
I asked, was it a nice vacuum cleaner? But she says it didn't replace a nice pair of earrings. And
I know, that's right.
And honestly, you know, in addition to the vacuum cleaner, who knows? She may have gotten one of those fancy trash cans to empty the vacuum cleaner.
Oh my goodness.
These people got to stop giving passive aggressive gifts. That was one spouse's way of saying you ain't doing enough chores around the house. So they try to get you a vacuum cleaner to encourage you to clean. Listen, my wife tried the same thing. You ain't slick. She tried to hey, you want a new mop? Don't do me like that. I don't want no new mop. She tried to give me the little Swiffer thing for my birthday. She said, I know your arms hurt, so the Swiffer. No, don't do that. It's my birthday. I don't want that. Get that. You can get that on a Tuesday, but not this. She tried to give me a Swiffer and be like, I know your arms hurt when you're mopping on a normal day. I'm like, don't do that. That's a very passive aggressive gift. The question is, how many people give gifts based on what they think you need versus what you really want?
Yeah, you know, and again, you can always ask someone what you want, but I think the whole purpose, you know, for a lot of people who perhaps are not in your immediate family, if you give a gift, they may not know that it's coming. And so if they get it, you want to make sure that it is appropriate for them. And so every gift that you purchase, I think, needs to be given with a great deal of care. Another lady says that she received a pair of black men's gloves. She said they were quite hideous, you know. And again, if you were buying a gift for a lady, okay. There are gloves that you can buy for a lady that are warm, that are feminine, you know, but unless she has the kind of job where, you know, she's outdoors, you know, working on a construction site. And look, hold on now. Because,
were they construction gloves?
Right. She just said black men's gloves. They were hideous. But
they tried to give her OJ's gloves.
Oh, no.
Oh, if it doesn't fit, you must have quit.
Yeah, I suspect that she did. Let me go back to the phone lines. Pamela, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I just want to say, I really don't want to say the worst gift that I received, but the gift I would like to receive is more spirituality, more peace and love for everyone in the world. That's it.
But you said that's the best gift.
The best gift.
We're talking worst gifts tonight.
I know. Okay, the worst gift, the ugly sweater.
An ugly sweater?
Yeah,
there you go. Top of the list.
Top of the list, number one.
Definitely top of the list. But thank you so much for the kind gesture as well, Pamela. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you. So, you know, one of the things, and I tell the story every year, and it's just hilarious to me, that friends of friends, and I didn't even expect a gift from them. And so when I received it, you know, nice big box, kind of heavy. And I was like, oh, wow, this is just really exciting. Oh, this is so kind that they would think of me. And I pulled it out, and it was a 12-inch snow globe with a Harley Davidson toy inside and a doll, a man with a helmet. He was a doll sitting astride of the... the Harley Davidson inside the snow globe. The thing was huge. It was 12 inches, and it kind of wound up, and the thing spun around slowly. I don't.
Please tell. Do you ride motorcycles?
I do not. I don't.
So somebody crazy.
That was definitely a regift.
What did I tell you about that hair?
Yeah.
Don't give somebody something you don't want.
You know, and you know, so, and here's my thing. How do you thank someone for a horrific gift like that?
You've got to go country. You've got to be a lady. You say, thank you very much. That was very kind of you. And you put it away. And like I said, you bring it out if they come to the house. But otherwise, you keep it hidden away or in the trash can.
Oh, my Lord.
They have the electronic top that opens, that came through from Amazon.
I can't imagine bringing that out at all. Mm-mm. I mean, where do you put it? On the fireplace mantle? Well, it was a snow globe. And so I would only have to worry about bringing it out during Christmas, perhaps.
You know, are they coming to the house?
What's that?
This is what we need. We need Yelp. We need Amazon reviews.
For Christmas gifts.
Absolutely. I should be able to give you a 2-star review and leave you a review as to why you are. Because sometimes your heart be in the right place. And this would be anonymous. You'll never know who it's from. But you got to be like, you know, 2 stars. You know I don't even ride motorcycles. I'm reestablishing our relationship. You're a terrible person. Your feet stink. And don't ever talk to me again. And just leave it. So how is a person supposed to grow as a gift giver if they don't know?
Okay, but Kashawn, I do need to ask you this. Have you ever given a bad gift? In your opinion, I mean, just be honest.
Have I ever given a bad gift?
Have you ever given a bad gift?
I mean, I'm not going to admit it on air, but if you were asking my wife, she would say yes.
And what would she say?
All right. So, my wife wanted to go out of town. She loves to travel. I'm from the hood. I'm not a really big traveler like that. I grew up on pigeons and pit bulls. I don't know nothing about that. So she wanted to travel, and she wanted to go somewhere warm. And I took her to an island, but what I did not know was that that's that island's rainy season. So it was freezing and cold and completely gray the entire time. And, she did her best to smile through it and act grateful. But she had to think about whether marrying me was the right choice. And I saw it in her face. She regretted it. You know what I'm saying? She really regretted it in her spirit. I could tell that she had really thought, like, man, I should have married Gary from accounting. But, you know, because you got to go through the Rolodex. You got to replay, like, man, I really had a chance at a good guy. He's doing really well in life. I married this comedian who brought me to Madagascar during rainy season. What is wrong with this? She said the N-word a couple times. It was really uncomfortable. And I tried to make it better, but it just, the son was not participating at all. And it was bad. And I had to do I mopped a whole lot for that next 3 weeks. I was mopping everything. I mopped the deck. And we live in an apartment.
You got the Swiffer.
I built her a deck. I took her shopping. And we live in an apartment. I don't know where I got a deck from. But I love her that much. Because, you got to make up for stuff like that. So.
But here's the thing. She knew who you were. And I think she appreciated the effort more than the outcome.
No, she didn't. It was she hated it. Yeah. she tried to. She really tried. She was praying. I heard her crying out to God that night. Listen, anytime your gift is so bad, you got to go to God on a better perspective on how not to hate your husband. I was in the corner praying myself.
Oh my gosh.
So April, have you ever given a bad gift?
Yes.
Really?
I'm guilty. I know. It was by accident, but I still did it. My husband, you know, he's a big guy. He's 6'8".
Right, great. But I love your husband. He's a great guy.
Right.
So
and it's hard to get clothes for him. And so I ordered him several jogging suits. And two pair of the jogging suits had the elastic at the bottom still. And that's not necessarily in style now to have the elastic at the bottom unless you're over like 70. And so my husband and my son are still teasing me about those pants. And those pants have yet to come out of the box that they were purchased in and wrapped in.
So what did he say about it?
He laughed his head off.
See, that's love.
It is love, but I will never get him a jogging suit again in my life.
I mean, that's love. It's just like your mom. He's going to love you after the new year.
This year I'm going to do better, trust.
Yes, I am quite sure. Look, I want to thank both of you for, having a wonderful sense of humor and sharing with us during this holiday season. It has been... it's been a rough year, 2020, and wanted to bring just a little love, a little light, a little humor, a little Christmas cheer to everyone listening So, you know, Keshawn Wilson, April Jones, thank you so much for laughing along with us. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, my goodness.
It was our pleasure. Please follow me on Instagram at thelifeofkay. And if you want to get Harold a great Christmas gift, please find him on IG and Facebook. And I want y'all to flood his box with nothing but turtlenecks.
Nothing but turtlenecks.
Same thing. Follow me on Instagram, April Jones TV.
All right, gang. That is the Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Wednesday, December 23rd. I'm Harold Fisher. Now stay tuned for Unheard with Wes Hall. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and good night.